calling Crafts Video Membership. My name is Priscilla. May I please have your last name and zip code?
The last name is Van Bremen, and the postcode in Australia is 4035.
Can you spell for me the last name?
Yes, it's V for Victor, A for Apple, N for November. Next word, B for Bravo, R for Romeo, E for Echo, M for Mike, E for Echo, N for November.
Okay, thank you. Just one second. Just one second, the system is a little slow.
That's all right.
Okay, it is not showing, ma'am. Can you tell me what is the email address associated with the account?
Yeah, it's B for Bravo, M for Mike, H for Hotel, and that same surname, Van Bremen, V for Victor, A for Apple, N for November, B for Bravo, R for Romeo, E for Echo, M for Mike, E for Echo, N for November. @gmail.com.
Thank you so much. Okay, I found it here. The first name is Bernadette.
That's it, Priscilla.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. So I'm seeing here a premium annual membership. How can I help you today, ma'am?
Well, I got charts by Blueprint. Last week I renewed an annual subscription for $2.49.
Okay.
And on the 22nd of January, that was on the 21st of January. And then to my astonishment, on the 22nd of January, I get a PayPal receipt to say that I've been charged $54.99. That's Australian, okay, by Crafty or by Blueprint for Crafty.
Okay. Do you have
a previous membership?
Do you have a different email address? Because this email address I'm seeing here, the annual membership, $2.49, that you pay on January the 21st. It doesn't show other charge. Do you have other email that you use?
The one for PayPal is that same email address.
Okay.
Plus PayPal behind my surname. So the plus sign and then PayPal and then @gmail.com.
Let me look at a different system. Just one sec.
But my membership doesn't show anything that this has been charged. Then I looked last week, the couple of days that I had no membership, Crafty also didn't show that I still had a membership running. And then I got charged for $45.99 Australian a day later.
Okay, I'm trying to find here because, like I say, with this email address, it's not showing.
I got an invoice ID, if that is any help, from PayPal.
Let me see. Because in this situation, what we can do? Because you received the PayPal information showing that it was charged, right?
Yep.
Okay.
I've got a transaction ID here for you, or an invoice ID.
Okay, so what do you need in this situation? Because with the email address, it's just showing the $2.49 charge. So I'm going to give you an email address that is the customer service email. So you can send to us the information from the PayPal so we can send to the right department so they can check this charge. Okay?
Okay.
Can you write down the email address?
Yep.
Okay, so you're going to send to Craftsy at program.
With one M?
Yes.
Or two M's?
One M, yes. After that is dash, director, .net.
.net. Okay. So is it programs or is it program?
Program, without the S.
Without the S. Okay. So it's Crafty at program with one M for Mike, -director.net.
Correct. So just showing to us the date that you were charged, the amount, and if you can forward the information from the PayPal, so we can send to the department, they can check to see, because like I say, with your email address and name, it doesn't show discharge here. So we need to understand what's happened.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
The only thing I know is that for PayPal, I always use that same email address, bmhvanbremen,
mm-hmm.
PayPal@gmail.com.
Yeah, I look here and doesn't show anything. That's why it's weird, and we need to understand what was the problem. So if you send to the people that handle the email, is going to forward to the correct department. They're going to check to you and return.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And do you any idea when I will receive any information on that? Or?
It is complicated, ma'am. Usually by email, they respond very fast, but it depends for if they need to talk, like I say, other departments to understand what is the problem. But once they have an answer, they're going to return to you.
Okay. But and the other question I've got, Blueprint doesn't exist anymore, right? So why would they, well, they do exist, but not for Craftsy.
So yeah, it became Craftsy.
But why would they charge me?
That is weird, because if it was a membership with the Blueprint that was renewed, was going to show by your email, like I say, but just showing the new price that you paid, the $2.49. So if it is a glitch or a problem in the system, that's why we need to understand what happened and where did it come this discharge.
Okay. Okay, well, I'll send that email.
I appreciate, ma'am. There's anything else that I can help you in the moment?
No, that's it, Priscilla.
Okay, ma'am. So thank you so much for calling Crafts Video Membership, and I hope you have a good day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.